According to two diplomatic sources who spoke to CNN, the sources say that the idea is to scare the H out of Americans. FBI Director Christopher Wray reportedly does not want the White House to publicly release a classified memo claiming bias within the Bureau. The reports say he wants it held back because he believes it contains inaccurate information. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Democratic leaders not impressed with President Trump's State of the Union address, even when it comes to immigration, and his vision for possible citizenship for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Nancy Pelosi, the top House Democrat, says
the president presents himself as generous toward dreamers, but he's holding them hostage to the most extreme anti-immigrant agenda in generations.
But about three-quarters of American viewers approved of the president's State of the Union address, a quarter of them saying they disapprove, according to a CBS News poll. It also found 80% of viewers did believe Trump was making an effort to unite the nation. A third said they do feel safer under President Trump. Hillary Clinton explaining that she failed to fire a former staffer for inappropriate conduct during her 2008 presidential campaign because she chose not to demote and punish him because she believes in second chances. But she says if she had to do it again, she wouldn't. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
Fox Sports and the NFL strike a deal concerning Thursday night football. The two parties have announced that there will be a new five-year deal for the broadcasts, which have been on NBC for several years. Over the next five, Fox Sports will broadcast 11 games between weeks 4 and 15, excluding Thanksgiving night.
He's just got great charisma, and he's such a positive person. He's got a great attitude.
More NFL news as Super Bowl Sunday approaches. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady saying he loves playing with tight end Rob Gronkowski, one of his most familiar targets. Gronkowski saying yesterday that he's expecting to play in the Super Bowl this Sunday, despite having suffered a concussion a couple of weeks ago. Brady says,
you know, we love having him out there. He's a big part of our offense. He's so tough, just a very special athlete. And I'm hoping he's out there for us playing as best he can on Sunday.
Yet more Super Sunday news as the police commissioner in Philadelphia, Richard Ross, has warned Eagle fans who plan to take their Super Bowl party to the streets of Philly that if the Birds should win the big game or lose, quote, we will not let you tear up the city. The commissioner advising motorists who might be driving around Philadelphia Sunday night to avoid major intersections in Center City, as well as Northeast, where fans are known to congregate in the wake of a Philly sports team victory or a loss. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
There's so much research showing that the health benefits of owning a pet, and perhaps that's why therapy dogs have been so good for our vets and others who have suffered stress or loss. We've got a special guest coming up, Julie Steines. She's the author of the best-selling book, Norbert's Little Lessons for a Big Life. I know you guys have seen this little dog recently. He's been all over the place. I mean, on all the shows. She's gonna come on and talk to us today. But before we bring her on, I thought we'd kind of share our own pet stories. What was your first pet, Dr. Anderson?
Well, it was a little dog, so we had a little stray dog, and well, I don't know if she was so much stray, but she was a mix, and she was a good little dog, but it's been mostly dogs, occasional cat. Used to have hamsters that got loose throughout the house.
Did you find them?
Oh, yeah, you'd find them eventually.
Eventually.
You know, reptiles, until we found out that the reptiles and the gerbils didn't get along real well, and then we didn't find the hamsters any longer.
Because, really?
Oh, heck yeah.
What reptile did you have?
Boa constrictors.
Yeah. Wait, that's like I had a snake.
That's a snake.
No, I know, but if you say reptile, I'm thinking of like some cute little lizard or something.
No, it was about...
The snake ate the hamster?
Well, eventually, but that solved the hamster issue. So,
oh, my gosh. Really?
And then there's all kinds of stray stuff that we used to bring home, but it wasn't like stray. You know, we used to bring salamanders and frogs and little furry things that we'd catch and think we were going to keep until we were convinced that we couldn't keep them or they bit you enough times you just turned them loose.
What's the weirdest thing you own, the snake?
No, we had an armadillo for a while.
No, what? They carry like...
leprosy.
Yeah, they carry leprosy.
Really? My skin has been it. So, no. No, we had an armadillo.
Wait, did you just like get one out of the backyard and decide you're going to like have it as a pet?
No, we caught it. You know, where we used to go hang out down by the creek, there was a couple armadillo holes that they burrowed down in there. So one day we thought it'd be fun to take a shovel and go dig it out of there. And we did. And we brought it home. They just curl up in a ball. So we just put it in a bag and brought it home. And we're told basically we can't bring it in the house. And so
we built
a pen for it out back and it didn't do anything. It was kind of boring. You know, if you went out there, it curled up in a defensive position. And finally we said, So it was suggested that we take it back down to the creek bottom and turn it loose.
Did you take it back there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, at least you
What about that. Possums? Did you have possums as pets?
Possums bite.
Possums
no.
as pets?
Yeah, not unless you catch those as little critters. You know, you can't get a big possum.
Judy learned that once.
Yeah.
Baby possum?
No, big possum. Okay, so here's what happened. Walter comes home
and
says...
You want to make adult possum a pet?
Well, okay. All right. I didn't know much about possums.
When I grew up, they were dinner.
Good eating that possum, yeah.
They're that big. That's a cooking possum.
Walter said, there's a possum in the garage. I'm like, really? Oh, my gosh. So I got some crackers, and I went out there to feed the possum, and it comes out from behind this cabinet, and it was so enormous. I, like, freaked out, screamed... Ran in the house. Have you seen that thing? It's ginormous.
I did warn you. It was huge.
I think it had babies in that cabinet, and that's why it was like hissing. And yeah, that was terrifying. What was your favorite pet?
Oh, yeah, the sugar glider. That was...
That wasn't your favorite pet.
You guys have had some...
We've had some
ones.
Yeah, we had the sugar glider.
Sugar glider is sort of a squirrel-type creature that comes from Australia. It flies, and we had one sugar glider. When it's a baby, you put it in a little pouch, and it's very cute. It eats grapes on the table while you eat breakfast.
Yeah, it was really cute.
But our cute sugar glider died, and so we had it replaced from the exotic pet store. And the second sugar glider was from hell. It bit, it hissed. It got loose out of its cage. It was insane. One night at about 3 a.m., I heard a commotion outside our bedroom door. I streaked out there, and these four 20-pound Maine Coon cats were hovering against the wall as this sugar glider was hissing at them. They were terrified by this sugar glider.
20-pound cats scared of this little tiny rat-looking thing. It was rather funny.
I tried chasing and catching it. I couldn't. It would fly all over the place. It was insane. Eventually, I just gave up and told Judy she had to capture it.
That's pretty much how it happened. You know, I got to say, there have been times like in my life, and we're talking about pets and animal therapy and things like that, when a pet has kind of come to the rescue. And I don't know, Dr. Anderson, if you have any of these frou-frou stories. I'm not betting that you do, but you might. But I know that when my parents went through a divorce and I was like 9, 10, that my cat, Herman, became my best friend. I told my cat everything, dressed him up, told him everything. And it was really interesting that that cat really helped with that difficult time. So I can see how pet therapy really works.
All the time. I mean, you know, I have stories of people who had all kinds of animals, horses that were, you know, therapeutic. This is back in the day before, you know, anybody called them therapeutic animals, and be like, hey, you know, why don't you come over and ride the pony and you know, and stuff. And people just did it, right? Or you had a pet. I mean, I used to work for a vet, and if it had been easier to get into veterinary school, I'd be a veterinarian instead of a physician. It was, you know, so I love watching. There's a Dr. Pole.
I was just thinking of Dr. Pole.
He's being
I
a good
love
Michigan guy.
That show.
I mean, the guy is like what I would have imagined my life would have been.
I could totally see you, Dr. Pole, second.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we pulled calves. We, you know, the other day I was watching the show, and, you know, I was making the diagnosis before even Pole. I said, they're going to have to get the calf, pull her out, and do all this stuff. So, I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, farm people have an appreciation for animals, even though they may serve a purpose that they end up, you know, being on the dinner table and stuff. There's something to be said for kids growing up and caring for something else, another animal, and being responsible for, did you go, you know, feed the animals? Did you care for them? Did you check on them? And they develop that sense of responsibility that even with household pets, I think you get, even if it's a goldfish. Yeah, or fish or something that develops a responsibility. There's a trade-off. Sometimes, you know, the pet's up in the garage scaring the hell out of your cats.
Right.
You know, but at least they're having to learn something.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought up that show. I love that show. I think it's really interesting because there's Dr. Pole, right? He's like seen all of those animals all through time. I mean, but he still gets sad when he can't save an animal. Like I saw a uterine prolapse on a cow and he literally was shaken. And then I saw one where he delivered this little tiny lamb and it was the sweetest little thing. And he was just giddy like a little kid. And I don't think you outgrow that. I think that it's human nature that you want to see things survive, that you want to see that cycle of life.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I loved working for the vet and I kind of relate to, you know, if you watch the show, obviously you have, right?
I watch it all.
His son, is kind of the role I played. I was always the guy, and then it was always we got to do whatever the dirty job is. Go get Anderson to do it, you know, you know, kind of thing. It's like, he's not degreed. He's just the hired help. You know, he's the one that can go get kicked and stomped on and, you know, here, go catch that cow. And it's like, really? You quickly learn, by the way, cows are not very bright.
Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. That's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. The new research from Duke University shows that women are better at surviving crisis than men. Okay, are we surprised? I'm not. The researchers went back 250 years and analyzed mortality of those who lived through famine, disease, natural disaster, you name it. And I don't find this really surprising, though, because, you know, if you look at the blue zones, those are those areas where people live a really long time. Even in those areas, the women generally outlive the men about 6 months. And some scientists believe this has to do with estrogen and the role that it plays, especially in the immune system. I think, though, that maybe not so much. Maybe it's just innate because there's an order. I'm sure you guys are familiar with this. There's an order of which babies survive. And I know when little Walter came early, they said, oh, no, he's a weeny white boy. They said that white males are the last to survive if they're premature. But females across the board have an easier time surviving a premature birth. So I don't think that really estrogen plays a role in that. I think it just has to do with,
That's Darwin.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you need more females to propagate the species. You know, you're going to weed the weak males out.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking with Julie Steins about her new book and about her therapy dog, Norbert.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you haven't already downloaded the podcast of the show, because maybe you missed a little bit of it, you can do that. And you can also find daily medical minutes at StayYoungAmerica.com, or you can just search in the podcast directory, Staying Young Show 2.0. And coming up, we've got our special guest, Julie Steina. She's the owner of Norbert and author of the best-selling book, Norbert's Little Lessons for a Big Life.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, for today's Immortal, we've often talked of stem cells. This is a breakthrough in stem cell therapy. Scientists have now taken pluripotent stem cells, which means these are cells that can differentiate into all different types of tissues, and made them into skeletal muscle, which this is significant because previously they could only use skeletal muscle to make more skeletal muscle. Now we can take pluripotent cells, cells that we can turn into whatever we want, and they can convince them to turn into skeletal muscle.
So this is great.
So what this means now is that we can use these pluripotent cells and make multiple tissue organs. It's a step into that direction. So when you have an organ that has smooth muscle, mucous membrane, et cetera, different cell types, you got to be able to have one cell that you can signal to turn into the different types of cells so you can make an organ.
Don't you think this is going to be terrific for, like, our soldiers that are coming back that maybe have had injuries?
I do. I think, being able to have skeletal muscle grow, and if they have a deficit due to trauma or, you know, atrophy or something, you're going to be able to grow muscle and replace it. That's their own muscle. They won't reject it.
This is so exciting.
You know, they started off, it was simple tissues. It was simple, you know, skin is pretty easy. And that was one of the first cell types that they were able to generate off stem cells. And now we're moving to more complex cellular structures.
Oh, that's fascinating. You know, today we're talking about how pets can improve your health. We've got a very special guest on with us, Julie Steina, and she's been all over the news. Like, you probably saw her on the Today Show or even the doctors, maybe Fox News. You name it, she's been there. But today she's right here on the Staying Young Show. And Julie Steina actually is the owner of Norbert, who is this cute dog that is a therapy dog doing some terrific things around the world. So, you know, I got to ask you, first of all, what kind of dog is Norbert? And then how do you become a therapy dog?
I get asked that question all the time. Norbert is his own sort of unique little breed. He's a cross between a Chihuahua, a Cairn Terrier, and a Lhasa Apso. And he's really tiny, but he has this gentle temperament. And somebody said, hey, you'd make a great therapy dog. And I didn't know what that was, but I did some research and trained him myself. And then he passed the test to start volunteering and basically helping people in need of comfort and smiles.
Okay, wait, I got to ask you. So you say he passed the test. Like, who gives the test? What's the test?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of organizations that you can get registered with. And Norbert's registered with one called Pet Partners. And there's a variety of tests. Actually, it's pretty intensive, and rightly so, in order to become a therapy animal. And it's, you know, some basic commands like sit and stay and so forth. But then it's also responding to variables like you might encounter in a therapy environment, whether it's, being exposed to loud noises or sudden noises or unexpected surprises and things like that. Maybe being pulled, you know, the fur pulled a little bit too hard and just being able to react.
Basically not bite them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or growl or anything frightening.
Now, is this true for, you know, if somebody wants to use their dog for their own personal comfort dog that they have to pass this and get certified?
Buttercup would never pass the test.
In all fairness, I get folks, you know, they're like, oh, I need you to sign this form that says Fluffy's a therapy dog so I can save $100 on my airfare. And my
that's a big misconception, actually. And I like talking about it because Norbert's a therapy dog, and what you're talking about is an emotional support animal.
My dog's an emotional support animal, but, you know, he's not certified.
Yeah.
Sometimes he should be certifiable.
So, like, an emotional support animal would help or assist its owner who has, you know, certain needs. For example, as you say, going on an airline, maybe somebody who has anxiety. But a therapy dog helps other people in situations, whether it's like nursing homes or hospitals or hospice. So it's a completely different type of registration, and both very important.
So where does Norbert go? And did you ever think you were going to get into this?
No, I had no idea. I mean, Norbert's my first dog, too, so I had no idea I would get into it. It's very rewarding, though. And, I mean, over the years, he's 8 years old now. We volunteered at places from hospitals to nursing homes and schools, civic organizations. Right now, our main place is at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, which has an amazing, amazing therapy dog program. I think there's over 100 dogs there that visit patients. So we're really honored to be a part of that.
Tell us about this book, Lessons for a Big Life, Norbert's Little Lessons for a Big Life.
Yes. Yeah, this is Norbert's fourth book. It was published Simon & Schuster. And it's absolutely adorable. It's a very special book because my whole family really collaborated on it. My husband, Mark Sinus, is he's a TV show host, but also an amazing photographer. And so he did all the photos. My mother and I are co-authors, which is very special. Well, actually, Neil was the author, but, you know, we helped him along.
Right.
And
You're his support team.
Exactly, exactly. And he just offers little lessons to live your best life. I mean, they're simple ideas and things that we know, but just sometimes need to be reminded of.
So do you have a special memory, like, where you brought Norbert in? It's like a story that sticks with you?
You know, there's so many. I mean, there was one time where Norbert was present when a girl had to have a very uncomfortable procedure, and it was remarkable to see how much he helped her get through that and the way she responded. I mean, I think sometimes animals, I mean, and most people would probably agree, can connect with people in a way that we can't with each other. You know, there's just this innate sense of understanding, unconditional love. It's remarkable.
Yeah. How would you say that this little journey you've been on has changed your life?
I say in pretty much every way you can imagine. I mean, I have a whole new sort of career path because of him. You know, I started a publishing company with my mother. I fell in love and met my now husband because of Norbert.
Okay, wait, back up. How did he introduce you to your husband? Quick, hopefully we'll get through this before the commercial break.
Yeah, I'll keep it quick, but the short version is Norbert and I were invited to be on the Home and Family show on the Hallmark Channel. We flew from Massachusetts, where we live, to California, went on the show. I fell in love with the host, Mark Sinus. I went back to Massachusetts, sold my house, and moved out here 6 weeks later.
What?
That was it. It was crazy, fast, romantic, fairy tale. I still can't believe it. I'm very grateful.
Oh, my gosh.
For Norbert for that.
Okay, we've got to continue this conversation. We got to take a break. We got to give a shout-out also to our military. We love you guys and gals. We can see that you are listening to the show. We love bringing you a little piece of home. When we get back, we're going to talk more with Julie Sinus about dog therapy, and we're also going to talk with the docs a little bit more.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT, Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News.
Oh, I'm sitting right looking at the truck now. It's horrific. It's a large, truck trailer combination. The trailer's been knocked off the truck. The truck is smashed up, but sort of semi upright. The trailer is pretty close to demolished.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole setting the scene there as a train carrying members of Congress, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, to their legislative retreat in West Virginia, was hit by a truck. That's according to multiple sources. We're hearing at least one person is dead and numerous other people have been injured as well. Congressman Cole continues to set the scene for what he's seeing.
Pretty stunning scene. Obviously, it looks like we've had a fatality with one of the drivers on the truck or one of the operators.
Also breaking, Representative Trey Gowdy announced today he will not seek re-election in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
You know, we've got to give a shout out. We haven't done this, but we really need to give a shout out to all the stations coast to coast that carry the show. If you enjoy the Staying Young Show, reach out to your local station you listen to us on and let them know how much you enjoy listening. And also, if they're not already carrying the Stay Young Medical Minutes, let them know that they should, because every morning we actually do a medical minute, giving you a little bit of medical information that could help you. We're visiting with Julie Steinis, and she's the author of a great book, and it's Norbert's Little Lessons for a Big Life, and Norbert's the Little Dog.
Hey, Julie, can you paint a picture for our listeners of a typical encounter when Norbert, say, is in a hospital and he's going to help a hospitalized patient? Paint the picture. Let us get the ambiance of what happens.
Yeah, that's a great question or idea, and it's difficult because there's no one specific situation or visit. But generally, you know, Norbert has to have a bath before we go in, and we do that, and we drive to the hospital, and then...
Does he know he's going there? I mean, do you think he senses?
Oh. Yeah, he gets very excited. He jumps right in his little car seat, and he definitely knows. I hear that... Yeah, I hear that from a lot of people with therapy dogs, that the dogs know when they're going to do their work. So we drive to the hospital, and then when we get there, we're assigned to a specific floor. There's just a rotation, and basically we go from room to room and visit with any patients that are allowed and want to see dogs. And a typical visit could be anything from Norbert sitting on the bed and snuggling with them. They pat him. We talk, maybe they'll give him a little treat. Norbert does tricks like his high five is his signature move. And it's just really sweet, and it gives the patients and the families a little break from sort of the monotony of whatever it is that they're dealing with. And we also visit with nurses and the doctors and the staff and people we see in the hospital. So it's not just the patients who get to experience the joy of these animals.
Does your dog sleep through the night? We have a dog that doesn't sleep through the night. That's why I'm curious. Does Norbert sleep all night?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
he's
definitely tired after about 2 hours or so. He's
a little dog.
On the way home, and then, yeah.
Perhaps you would like a second dog. We have one available for you.
Wait, I already told her he doesn't sleep through the night. We're in trouble.
No, we do. We have another dog. He's a 100-pound golden retriever named Fred, and
oh my gosh, he doesn't step on Norbert, does he? I mean, Norbert's so tiny.
No, I don't even know if they really understand each other, recognize that each other are the same species. You know?
Oh, that's funny. So yeah. Your other dog, does he feel left out when Norbert's getting his little bath and his little treats, and he's going on these little, you know, outings? And
no, we do as much as we can to keep them you know, both on the even plane and feeling that they both get attention and love. And Fred makes a lot of appearances in Norbert's social media photos and stuff.
Photo bombs him in the back.
So is Mark's dog the golden retriever, or are they both kind of both of yours? Well, I guess you had Norbert
before
Mark.
Fred was Mark's dog, and Norbert was mine, and then we came together. So
you're a blended family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I guess, what do you think? I mean, I'm talking to the docs now, have you guys seen that patients that have companions, like whether it's a dog or a cat or some kind of animal, that they live longer or healthier? Or?
Well, I think it's been proven over and over again that people that have pets do live longer.
Yeah, I know the research is there, but have you, like, personally witnessed this as physicians?
Well, of course, Buttercup's shortening my life,
yeah,
but outside of that, I have seen both cats and dogs comfort elderly in nursing homes, and a lot of times they can be confused, they can be belligerent, and they just settle right down when they have a dog or a cat to pet.
You know, Julie, I'm going to let you go. I just want to talk to the doctors here for a few minutes, but I want to thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us, and we wish Norbert the best ever, and you know, we'd love to keep up with you. So maybe we'll do some tweet outs and share with our audience, okay?
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much. And Norbert sends a huge high five.
Yep, give him a high five back.
He's very grateful. Okay, I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, that I love that story, and I got to share for the people that follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, or they follow us on the Facebook, which is Stay Young Media Group. I've got to share a picture of this dog, because she mentioned that it was, you know, three different breeds, but it mixed together. But it's a real interesting-looking dog.
It is. It is very interesting. It's a well-behaved dog, and obviously it's been trained very well.
Yeah, we used to have a name for those type breeds.
Oh, boy. Are you going to say mutt?
Uh-huh.
No, you're not allowed to say mutt. That's like politically incorrect.
I get it. This is the angry old white guy. It's like, oh, it's one of this, a little of that. It's like, that's called a mutt. You know? In other words, some dog got out of its pen and you ended up with a litter of, I don't know what they are, but they kind of look like this, you know.
That's so mean.
No, it's not.
But you know what?
If you're going to have a dog, have an AKC certified animal.
Okay, no, right. I disagree. Some of the we have one of those, and it didn't really work out for us. Some of the best dogs are dogs that, you know, have come to their owners through shelters or through weird circumstances.
I'm okay. And I agree. You should pick those up, and those make great pets, but call them what they are.
A mutt?
Yeah. He's a pound puppy.
Yeah, well, he's a cute pound puppy. Not all, right. All pound puppies.
They can all be pound puppies.
It's interesting how pets bring couples together. This is not the first time I've heard of that. One of my patients had a big dog and was walking his big dog and ran into a woman walking her big dog. And one thing led to another. And before you know it, they got married and are deliriously happy with their two big dogs. So I think it happens more often than people think.
Well, I think it's a common interest, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Better than a dating app, you know, walk your dog.
They're chick magnets.
They are chick magnets.
So you go meet at the dog park. But this is the problem, because then if you get together, you don't just have one dog. Now you have two dogs. And what if you like the guy, but your dogs don't like each other?
You borrow the dog, just like you borrow your nephew.
You
right?
borrow the baby?
Right. So if you're single, you borrow my grandnephew, who's cute as a bug, right? And you go take him out, and, you know, the chicks all come over, and they'll say this, that, and, you know, say, oh, well, you know, I'm his uncle. I'm looking out for him, so... This is my friend's dog. I'm taking care of it. And then you're the caring friend and everything, but then you're not stuck with, you know, yard patrol afterwards.
And it's better than a dating app, right?
Right.
I mean, the only thing better would be to be...
We loaned our dog out for that purpose. It didn't work out so good, but, you know, scared everybody away.
I like your dog.
Yeah, but he's kind of intimidating, so...
Yeah, he's kind of scary. But that's good. Isn't that what you want? No one's going to ever break in your house when they see that dog.
They may break in. They won't stay long.
They don't. Well, Or they'll stay forever because they won't be able to leave.
Possibly.
You know?
but it didn't work out. He was not a cute fluffy one you took to the dog park or took for a walk. You know, so a friend of ours borrowed him. And that didn't work out so well. He enjoyed having the dog. But.
I suppose the only thing better is to be a game show host, right?
Right. So, but, you know, we brought it up before when we were talking about the show today is, you know, the science between having, you know, pets in the household. And there's good science for that, you know, in the sense that we know that kids that grow up in homes that have cats and dogs,
they're on the farm.
Yeah, much lower likelihood that they'll develop allergies to pets and things.
Well, it's kind of like an allergy shot, right? Just a little bit at a time
they
and they become immune.
Yep. So that's the theory behind that. But they tend to have less allergies. And then we do know that, you know, the more different folks and species and other animals you're exposed to, you tend to have a more diverse gut biome. And so you'll pick up and
your immune
diversify and you're
going to
have
better.
A healthier immune system. So there's some big advantages to having pets.
Hey, I got to tell listeners, don't forget, grab your pen, write this number down, 844-WELL-100. It's a toll-free number because the Dementia Defender – the riddle of the day is coming at the end of this show. We play it at every single show at the end. And if you get it right and you send us your name and number and address, we'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get it wrong, you get a postcard from me. But we're going to play it here coming up. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you haven't already done so, write that number down, 844-WELL-100. It is toll-free, and that's the number you're going to need when we play Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. And follow us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media Group. We're always tweeting out health tips. You can catch them all the time, as well as the Stay Young Medical Minutes.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Oh, my gosh. Today we have Lloyd Milne. He's from a small town called Cleburne, Texas. And, Lloyd, thank you so much for coming on to play with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what we're going to – I love that southern charm. So what we're going to do, the doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some questions. Do the best you can, and you're going to play for prizes. So if you do pretty good, we'll send you out some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And if you're really, really good, I don't know, do you worry about wrinkles, Lloyd?
No, I'm married. I don't have to worry about wrinkles.
Okay, well, we'll send you out another something out of the Stay Young vitamin line, maybe a probiotic. So, okay, here we go.
All right, Lloyd. First question. The normal adult heart valve is about the size of which coin? What piece of change in your pocket is the size of a heart valve?
I would have to say a dime.
Nah.
Bigger than that.
Quarter.
Maybe Lloyd has a small heart.
Yeah. I don't have a heart.
Oh, boy. Okay, Lloyd, here's your next question. It's true or false. You got a 50-50 chance. A college degree may help prevent heart disease. True or false?
Well, I would have to say false because my wife just went through that. And as you sit in that computer, I think you gain weight and you get old quick.
It's actually true, Lloyd. Research shows the more education you have, the lower the risk of heart disease.
And let's hope his wife doesn't listen to this. Oh, my.
That may be old data because Lloyd may be on to something.
I agree.
Yeah, well, let's redo that research, please.
Right. All right, true or false? The stethoscope was invented so that women didn't have to have the doctor press his ear against their chest.
I'm going to leave the smart aleck remark alone on that one, but I would have to say false.
Wow, it's true.
Oh, come on.
The stethoscope was invented as an accommodation for modesty, and we're still regretting that that doc ever did that.
Yeah, it had to be a female doctor, I bet.
Okay, Lloyd, here's your next question. The first record of a vegetarian diet is recorded in which historic document?
Well, I would have to say, according to King James Version, it has to be in the Garden of Eden.
You know what? We're going to give you that. It's actually in the book of Daniel. It's called the Daniel Diet. But you're close enough. We're going to give that
to you. Yeah, I don't think in the Garden of Eden they were eating the rabbits and the deer and everything. I think you're right. They were probably just eating the plants.
I mean, Adam and Eve, you know, they eat from the fruit. So come on now, Doc. You got to work with me.
We're working. Trust me.
You just got one. What do you want from us?
All right. Final question. Which health risk is a woman statistically most likely to die from? Heart disease, breast cancer, or diabetes?
Or her husband.
Heart disease.
That's exactly right. Yay. Sounds like you've had some personal experience with that.
He's got...
Well, no, because, you know, none of my family members have hearts. We just kind of run on formaldehyde.
What are you doing, by the way? Are you, like, jogging right now? Outside in the wind?
If you see me, you wouldn't ask that question because I don't jog anywhere.
All right, Lloyd from Cleburne, we're going to send you out some age support multivitamin. And, you know, we just feel you might need some help with your gut health. I don't know. We just get that feeling. So we'll send you out some probiotics, too.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Keep listening to the show. We appreciate you coming on and playing with us.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
I think he listens on KRLD 1080 in Dallas.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I got to say, I love all the stations that carry our show coast to coast. And it's always fun when we can give a shout out to a station because it's a listener from that area.
I think Lloyd should go to a comedy club for an open mic. You know, he's pretty funny.
I was really glad that he kind of, you know, restrained himself. There was a moment where you could tell he wanted so badly to say something, but he thought maybe not so much on radio.
Yeah.
Let's just hope his wife doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Since he made some rather funny, probably not so great comments.
That music means that it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or you can go to his website. It's called smartnewyou.com. He does a great radio ablation procedure for sleep apnea. It's done in the office. It's very easy and very effective.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how much feedback we get from people that have been through that procedure and say that it changed their life.
Yeah.
Not just their life, but their spouse's life.
Right. I recently had Dr. Gammon told me that...
Dr. Gammon told the Dementia Defender.
Yes, he told him that.
Dr. Anderson, can we please get him some psychological help?
Pharmacological would be more appropriate.
There was an executive tired of packing a CPAP device with all his trips, so the radio ablation procedure helped take care of it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Well, here's the riddle. I can be long or I can be short. I can be grown or I can be purchased. I can be painted or left unpainted. What am I? Let me repeat this.
Oh, this one's a hard one.
I can be long mm-hmm. or I can be short. Mm. I can be grown or I can be purchased. I can be painted or left unpainted. What am I? Send in your answers.
Well, I thought I knew until you said the last part. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the Contact Us Dementia Defender answer form. But you have to give us the right answer, and you have to tell us where to send the book. So your name, the right answer, then your name, your address, and your phone number if you can, because sometimes we can't understand those addresses, and we just need to clarify before we send it out. Not going to cost you anything. We're going to send it out. If you get it wrong, we'll send you a postcard saying thanks for playing. But, you know, I really want to end this show with a note from you to people listening that are maybe considering getting an animal. What kind of animal would each of you say? And why?
Well, I would get a dog, but you have to wholeheartedly take care of the dog. It's like another member of your family. And you have to train the dog properly, you know, not like we did with our pet Buttercup.
Okay, wait a minute. The dog went to like school three times. He flunked all three times.
Yeah, well, we masters have to follow through with it, and we didn't. So,
No, you're not going to blame me for the dog.
Okay. And dogs are good exercise. You have to walk them. You have to get outside. So I think they're a good pet.
I think, you know, you have to take something into account. So having what deciding on a pet depends on, you know, if you travel, then
right,
you may true. Not, you may need something that's can stay, you know, cats.
Like
can,
my cats.
Yes, cat can stay for a day or two. Yep. So, you know, look at what your needs are. You going to be able to meet it? And then, you know, Dr. Gammon brings up a good point is if you get that dog, you know, it's the owner that needs to be trained, not the dog.
There we go. Everybody's blaming me for Buttercup. Okay, we'll see you here next week. And we're going to always, as always, bring you information that you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.